Okay.
I want to call the Business and Finance and Justice Committee to order now. Time now is 6 p.m. At this time, David, give us the invocation, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you've given us. We ask that you guide and direct each and every one of us, Lord, as we conduct our meeting tonight. We ask that you be with us all as we go to our homes. And be with the veterans, Father. We ask that you bless each and every one of them throughout this weekend. And have your hand upon us all for asking in precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, we have a roll call by Gacy.
Pete Weaver.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Present.
Robert Huff.
Present.
Adam Jones. Chairman, I have 4 present, 1 absent.
We have 4 present, 1 absent. Constitute a quorum. Any business conducted not really official. Moving on down the agenda is the approval of minutes of October 19th. Is there a second on that?
Second.
Okay, Sam.
Any changes?
With any changes? Okay. Roll call, please.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Chairman, I have 3 in favor, 0 against.
We have 3 in favor, 0 against. That's been approved. Now moving to order of business. It's NCA 17-215, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of the funds from the Native CDFI Network Leadership Mini Grant to the Muscogee Loan Fund for the purposes of software purchases and leadership development. Sponsor is Randall Hicks.
Motion to do pass.
Motion made to do pass. Here a second.
Second.
Before it's open discussion. Randall, sorry.
At this time, I have Mr. Colvin with the Muscogee Loan Fund and providing an action plan. Just to share a little bit of information.
Good evening.
Good evening, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any questions or just to kind of what the grant's about? Native CDFI Network is a new national association of Native CDFI funds. They're sort of a leadership para organization. This is one of their first grants. We were identified, were approached to submit a proposal. We found several areas of software we needed help with. And so this is a way that we can get some of the things to make us more efficient, accounting software and several other things. And grow from that experience. And then part of the grant they included in the funds was to report at their next annual meeting on how we used it, how it helped improve our processes. So that's the purpose of this. It's money that we've been approved for, okay, but it wasn't in the budget process, so we would like to use it for that purpose.
Okay. Any questions? No. Linda, do you have any questions about this, the software or anything?
Mr. Chairman, no, sir.
Okay.
We have worked closely.
Good, okay, cool. Good. Well, here, no questions. Have a roll call, please.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
We have 4 in favor, none against. That's been approved. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is NCA 17-216, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation to the Muscogee Creek Nation Tourism and Recreation Department, Fountainhead Creek Golf Course. Sponsor is Dodie Barnett.
Chairman, I make a motion to pass.
Okay. Do we have a co-sponsor? Okay, is it okay with everybody on committee? Okay, so let me, Pete will be the co-sponsor. Okay, the floor is open for discussion. Kyle.
So the request is for the funding of $7,500 for the hog removal. This is an agreement we had previously, and this is just renewing it and appropriation for the money we wasn't budgeted for this year.
Okay. Any questions, Pete?
This money was for upcoming. It's my understanding this money was already been spent by the previous.
So this is money for October through March of this year.
Okay.
So the first one only went to September.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How many did they end up
killing and catching any?
Yeah, they've caught quite a few. He didn't give me a quantity. I talked to him today again, and he said that some weeks he's out there more than one day a week, two or three days a week. Some weeks there's none, just depending on how often they're coming. Right now we're having an excess of hogs, and there's been quite a bit of damage recently. And the longer we wait, the tougher it's getting right now. Okay. So.
Do you have any other questions?
No.
Pete, nothing?
Well, I was saying Mr. Jennings and I were at Arrowhead, talking about last week, and we saw no indications of any damage done there, so I can't understand why they're all in our place.
Just what I've been told, there's just they're around that area, and they're inhabiting the area, they're getting more and more out there. And looking for a long-term solution right now, but from what I'm being told, fencing maybe is a future option, but I'm not sure if that will ever throw be 100% way to eradicate at this point.
Randall?
Is there any grants or anything out there that we can tap in to help?
I'm not sure of that. I could definitely do some research. Hopefully there's something out there to help, because this has been an ongoing problem for a long time. But, I need to find a solution instead of spending this money all the time.
I'm just curious if there's a grant or any kind of assistance through somebody that we can get some assistance.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. No other questions? Yeah.
Yes. Have you contacted the Corps?
I've not spoken with the Corps, no, sir.
I'll do that.
Okay. I'm through, Mr. James.
James?
Thank you. I just have a question that deals with the chemicals that we put down previously. I thought the guy from Muskogee might be here tonight, and that's what I asked earlier. But when we put that down, it went on for several months. To me, I thought it done a better job than the guy that was trapping or shooting them or whatever. Just a question.
Okay. I can talk to Keith, sir, about that and find out his thoughts on the chemicals. He hasn't mentioned anything to me about them being any more of an assistance, but I can definitely have a discussion.
Yes, I mean, they were gone for several months after we sprayed the whole golf course.
With okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope I'm not out of turn. Myself, our game ranger, and Chief Hawkins had met with this hotbed, the acting Secretary of Interior. What they seem like they've determined is that those feral hogs are coming from the other side, from the other road. They're stuck on a peninsula over there. And so that's just where they end up at on the golf course. We have a couple of our officers who have been trying to go out there and do certain things. It's just, like you said, sir, it's just, sometimes you'll see them, sometimes you won't. So it's just, but they are, they have an idea of at least where they're at, where they're coming from. So I don't know if it's a migratory path or they're just stuck there, so. But we have an idea where they're coming from, though.
Okay, you have to find out. Okay. Anything else, Chief?
Well, what I was going to say is those hogs, there's an island out there, because I live there, I hunt there, everything, so they come back around and they do migrate through there. They're just traveling back and forth, and before you had the state trapper, we couldn't go on their state side and hunt and kill hogs or eradicate hogs from the state side, but when we hired the trapper, he can actually do both sides now, so that's a bigger deal. And then right out the road, we're actually building a shop for this guy, and he's catching with a huge trap. He caught 11 like day before yesterday, and then day before that, or last week, 2 weeks ago, he had 15. I mean, he's just catching a ton of of hogs, and they're killing them, and they're taking them. Somebody's coming and getting them and taking them way. But this is just at Pierce, just up the road just a little bit. So the same spot, but all these hogs are just everywhere. The thing about Arrowhead's confined on the hill, and it's surrounded by water, really, so there's not even any hogs there yet. But they're coming up either later. But I don't believe you're having green damage from the hogs, are you?
Not green damage, no.
It's just
everywhere.
We just lost the green. So anyway, that's it. Go ahead.
Okay, Chief.
Mr. Chair, I just want to elaborate on what Mr. Jenny said. I think they used a different chemical on the greens, and so once we used that chemical last year, they didn't touch the greens. And I thought we had an estimate for the entire and we did appropriate money. They did spray the entire course, but I think they used a different chemical. And then, of course, we've had that proposal last year that I think that Mr. Turner brought forward, and the defense of the thing was pretty steep. But the chemicals seem to work. So if Keith, the person from Muskogee, if you can talk with him, he may know what chemical we use. We probably have some still stored there. We could try that in a certain area, because I think they come in from the southwest corner and go to kind of the eastern part of the course. Yeah, it's just a path they use. They come through there.
Thank you, Chief. I'll definitely talk to Keith about that and get his thoughts. I know he's doing everything he can to get the course back up to where it needs to be.
Okay. Any other questions? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
And 4 in favor, 0 against. It's been approved. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Moving on down to referred legislation.
Funding source.
Mr. Chairman, will be interest on the permanent.
All of them?
No,
just the 216.
17.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
On the other ones now. Yeah. Yes.
17217 will be economic development land acquisition. All the rest of them will be interest on the
government. Okay. Do I hear a motion to accept the funding sources presented by the controller?
Make a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, roll call, please.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Chairman, 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, 0 against. The referred legislation has been approved for funding sources. Moving on down the agenda, is other business. Chief?
Chairman, let me refer to Lindsay about the 10th Circuit Court update.
Yes, I don't know if everyone is aware, but after the Murphy decision was issued by a panel from the 10th Circuit, in August, which of course was a big victory for the nation about reaffirming our reservation boundaries, the state had appealed to the 10th Circuit to ask them to reconsider the decision, and so that had been pending there. We got word this morning that the 10th Circuit had denied that petition, so they're not going to reconsider the case, which is another big victory for us that reaffirmed, so it just reaffirms what they decided in August, and they feel they got it right in August. And so the next step would be the state can now appeal to the United States Supreme Court to ask them to consider the case and potentially overrule the 10th Circuit's decision. So we fully expect that that's what they're going to do. They have usually 90 days, plus they can ask for one 30-day extension to file that petition for, it's called a petition for certiorari, to ask the Supreme Court to consider the case. So we've already had a couple conference calls with outside counsel talking about what we're doing as next steps, working on our lead for the next stage in opposition to their petition for to the Supreme Court. So we will keep everyone informed as we move forward, but another really good victory for the nation.
Cool.
The decision was overall, so.
I just have a question. What happens to that guy's trial? Did they go to the district court, to a federal court now? I'm just kind of curious.
It won't right at the moment. One of the other things, so when the 10th Circuit issued its decision in August, they issued the decision, and then the court also has to issue what's called a mandate, which says, now take that decision, and it goes into full effect, and everyone needs to act accordingly. So now his case needs to be transferred to the federal court. They stay the mandate normally when they know that the parties are gonna ask them to rehear the case or ask the Supreme Court to hear the case. So the mandate hadn't been issued yet. So the decision was out there, but it hadn't fully gone into effect. The state is now asking the 10th Circuit to keep the mandate, to not issue the mandate still, and hold off until they can petition to the Supreme Court. So his case isn't transferred yet. The decision stands, but it's not fully in full force and effect until the 10th Circuit issues that mandate. They're not going to do that now until after the state has the opportunity to ask the Supreme Court to hear the case, and the Supreme Court decides whether or not they'll hear the case. So I don't know if that makes sense. So he's still, his case hasn't been transferred. He's still essentially in a holding pattern.
But I guess with the fact that, it goes to the Supreme Court and whatever happened, but the state could ask, petition to Congress to reduce dissolve our boundaries, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that is always one of the ways you can for sure diminish or disestablish a reservation is action in Congress. We're also closely monitoring what's happening in Congress. I'm going to retain outside counsel for that purpose specifically, to monitor legislation and make sure that's not happening. And I know Chief has had extensive conversations directly with congressional delegation and their staff. So we have no indication that that's...
Is your lobbyist, our lobbyist, he's watching that stuff too, right?
Yes, we actually have, he's coordinating with the other four tribes representatives up there too, the lobbying. So they're all saying the same thing to the same people.
Yeah, we definitely have been working closely with the other four tribes, among the five tribes, and even their lobbyists, and they're all wanting us to, wanting this decision to stay, to, you know, be held up as well, and so even their lobbyists are monitoring that for us too, so... We feel very confident where that we're actioned in that realm to be taken. We know about it as soon as possible.
Good deal. Thank you.
Second other thing, Rhonda Harjo, who's on the Senate Indian Affairs Committee, you know, tribal member, so we'll get a chance next week to see her. She's been, anytime it's been raised on Senate side, they've been kind of deferring to her. So just she's been helping us without, you know, as part of her job, and she's glad to do it. And so we'll talk to her again next week and probably meet with the chief of staff on the Senate Indian Affairs Committee as well, and Mike, I forget his last name right now, but kind of briefed the two of them. So so our folks continue to make the rounds though up there with all the congressional people.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for them? Thank you.
We're going to executive session, talk about another case.
Okay, yeah, motion to go to executive session. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, time now is 6:15. 16. 6:15.